Well, we've made it to tonight. It's always a bit of an event getting here, isn't it? A bit of a rush, a bit of a fuss, and a bit of fun, and for some people, a bit of stress. And for some people, it's not an easy time of year. And so for those people in particular, we hold them in our hearts this night. But it's always a time of year when we are searching. I bet that every one of you spent at least a few moments searching for the perfect gift, did you not? Yes. And some probably searched for the perfect tree, the inevitable, let's get the perfect tree, and you can never quite find the perfect tree. Some of us at Christmas are searching for the perfect connection with those we love. We want it to be absolutely right. And we search to make sure our family or from wide and afar are brought to be with us. And we search for the right things to serve at our meal. And we just want it to be so right. And with all of those things, we search to do it all before this time on December 24th. And that's its own kind of searching. As we look at our watches and race around and worry about the snowstorms and whether there will be or won't be and what is going to happen. By nature, we are a searching people. We're always looking for something. Have you noticed that? We're always just looking for something that maybe we don't have or that we like to dream of or that we think would add to our life. Perhaps some of you are searching for the right church to attend on Christmas Eve. And here you are. Due to my occupation, I hear about all the bad stories. All of my family tell me, oh, the church I went to last year, was it a drag? Or the church I went to the year before, they couldn't sing Christmas carols if their life depended on it. I hope tonight will not be one of those nights for you. I hope that your search brought you to a place where at least you are welcomed and you feel warmed by the candlelight, by the mulled cider, and by the grace that is in these walls. Mary and Joseph were searching too, weren't they? They were searching for a place to stay. They were searching for a place to lay their weary heads, a bed, out of the cold, somewhere where they could have their baby. I can imagine they were feeling a little desperate at moments during that search. The shepherds were also searching on this night. Most of the story that Carolyn read is actually about the shepherds, isn't it? There they were, minding their own business, watching their flocks by night, maybe having a wee dram while they were doing it, probably enjoying themselves out there under the clear stars. And then all of a sudden, an angel appears and says, go and find them. And they were terrified. They were terrified. That is not what they were searching for that night, I'm quite sure. They were there to keep their sheep safe, not for they themselves to be terrified by a host of heavenly angels. The shepherds were searching in those moments for courage. The courage to do as the angels commanded them. The courage to find a baby that they weren't expecting. And in a few days, we will hear about the Magi or the wise men. Well, they were certainly on a journey of searching. They were traveling for years, the legend has it, to follow this star, to find this king. They were searching for someone who would save the world. Not just any old person, but a king. Not quite like the royal wedding that will happen in May. Some of you may go searching to see that as well. But a king that would change the world. A king that would deliver people from the lives that they had. And they had studied the stars for years. They were searching. And so here we are tonight. And I wonder, what are you searching for? What am I searching for? The thing about Christmas Eve is that it gives us a little bit of time after all of the rushing and all the cares and everything we carry, a little bit of time to sit with our candles, to hear an ancient, ancient story, to have the music wash over us and the beauty surround us, and it gives us a moment. And perhaps in that moment tonight, you will find the opportunity not to search for all those external things, but to look inside for just a moment and wonder, what are you longing for? What are you searching for? I think there are three things that we search for often that mirror what happened for Mary and Joseph, for the shepherds, and for the wise men. We search for a home. And I don't mean just a home that's built of bricks and mortar, but I mean a place of safety and security. A place in your life, even if it's with another person or by yourself or a special location, a place where you are accepted for who you are, no matter what you do. A place where you can relax and be comfortable, kick off your shoes, and feel like that's okay. A place where you can laugh or cry and know that that's going to be just fine. We all search for home. I think that in the end, our true home will come maybe after our lives on this earth. Who knows? That's what we long for. But we do search for that home. And we search for our heart, and a heart that holds peace. We all know what it's like to be frantic and frazzled and worried, and that true peace that we find in our hearts, that is something we search for. A heart of connection. You know that feeling when you look into someone's eyes and you tell them something about yourself and there's a connection. We've all had that moment. But to have that moment all the time, to carry that, is what we long for. And a heart of love. The love that we cannot even describe, that is so much bigger than us. The love that created us and holds us and will take us no matter where we go through our lives. That's the heart that I think we long for. And I believe that we also search for a hero. Not a rock star, they'll still do in a pinch sometimes. Or an actor, actress, or a great singer, or a performer. Those are the people that we see because they put out those qualities for us. But a real hero. A hero to admire, someone to aspire to be like, someone that will give us a purpose. For some people in our world, Jesus is that hero, because we're still here a couple of thousand years later, telling the story again, lighting the candles, singing the carols that have developed. For those of us tonight, whether we actually believe in all of it or not, we're here. And we are embraced by that story. A story that we search for because we need someone to be like. We need someone that calls the best from us. That shows us how to live. And that's what our faith is about. And so tonight when we're searching, like Mary and Joseph, I think we search for a home. Like the shepherds, we're searching for a heart that has some peace in it and is not terrified. And like the Magi, we look for a hero. We look for someone who will help us change the world. And those external searches that we've all been doing for trees and gifts and cards and the right kind of cookie and perhaps even the best outfit to wear this evening or the right church to go to, those external things, tonight's the moment when we can just maybe link those up. Maybe join them to our heroes, to our hearts, to our homes. Because in that joining, that's our whole life. Not just the part everyone sees on the outside, but the inside part that we carry around and we hide and we are afraid of and that hopefully we love. The linking of those things is what brings us to fullness in what we do and who we are. My mother used to collect little sayings, and she would write them down, or she would clip them out of a newspaper, or she would do whatever with them, and I didn't realize how many that she had until after she died. My mom died on a Boxing Day 7 years ago, and I found, right after she died, in this little book, a slip of paper. And she had written on it, my mother's writing was not very legible, let's put it that way. So I wasn't quite sure what it came from, but it was a TV. She'd heard it on television in 1988. And it was a quote. It said, "An outlook for life. Someone to love. Something to do. And something to look forward to." Someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to. A home, a heart, and a hero. A young couple, some shepherds, and some magi. At Christmas, it's not a baby that we welcome anymore, but it is those things. It is the grace of God. The grace of God that brought us here tonight, and the grace of God that will send us out into that world that needs our love, that needs our heroic acts, that needs our hearts filled with justice and peace and love and hope. Christmas looks to create a home in us, a heart in us, and to make each one of us into a hero. Merry Christmas.